For many struggling through a global pandemic and the worst recession in living memory, the next federal election probably seems a long way away. But some are already turning their minds to it. South Australian Senator Rex Patrick has announced he's quitting the Centre Alliance Party to sit as an independent. He's acknowledged his colleagues' disappointment, but says the Centre Alliance brand has failed to gain traction with voters.
I will continue to fight. I'll be there on full cycle dockings. I'll be there on manufacturing, on buying Australian steel. I'll be there on the Murray-Darling. I'm the openness and transparency champion in the Senate. I will continue to do all of that work.
It leaves Rebecca Sharkey and Senator Stirling Griff as the only surviving members of the team formerly led by Nick Xenophon. The member for Mayo, Rebecca Sharkey, joins me now. Rebecca, welcome.
Good afternoon, Patricia. Good to be with you.
You said today that you're disappointed by Rex Patrick's decision. When did you find out about it?
Yesterday afternoon. Yes. Rex did, I think, the right thing in the sense that he came up to my home in the hills and sat down, and I made him a cup of tea, and he told me of his intentions. What can you do with that? You just wish someone all the best.
Your colleague, Stirling Griff, said Rex Patrick stopped attending party room meetings a while ago. Were there differences in policy? Was that an official thing? What happened?
Oh, look, I don't think so. I think it was probably weighing on Rex's mind that both senators are up for re-election and somebody needs to go one and somebody needs to go two. Now, I'm just guessing at that. I'm not in the Senate. You know, I've gone through three elections now. But Centre Alliance is there for South Australia, and we will continue to do that. The government will still need three crossbenchers to get any contentious legislation through. Stirling and I have a very good working relationship with government that we've built for, 4 years in the parliament, and we'll continue to do that, and we'll continue to liaise with the crossbenchers. I liaise with crossbenchers both in the Senate and in my chamber on legislation that I'm carrying on behalf of our team. I'll just have a little bit more legislation to do now.
You increased your margin at the last election. How much do you think the Centre Alliance brand helped?
Look, I mean, I don't know why some people were willing to give me their vote. I'm very grateful that they did that. But certainly when I look at what we've been able to achieve formerly as the next Xenophon team, now known as Centre Alliance, and particularly the work of Stirling around health, we're building a proton therapy unit in South Australia. It's the first one in the Southern Hemisphere. That is because of Centre Alliance and our negotiations with government. So we've done some really good work. There's a lot more to do. It's a little frustrating that our voting block of two has been diminished to one, but every crossbencher in the Senate has a role to play in that regard, and we'll just continue working in a very methodical and careful way.
Would you consider running as an independent at the next election?
Look, Stirling and I need to sit down. This is all, pretty sudden for us, but we have been loyal to each other. We've known each other now for 5 years, a year as a candidate, both as candidates, and then 4 years as elected members. And it's my intention that the two of us will continue together and for as long as that's possible, as long as the South Australian community is willing to vote for us to do so.
So you want to keep the party together, but you're not certain?
Well, I'm really keen to keep working with Stirling. We've got a good friendship. We've got a very strong working relationship, and I can't see any reason why we should change what we're doing already.
Do you think we'll see changes in how the Senate votes on key issues now?
Yeah, look, it's hard to say. I mean, obviously we take every piece of legislation on its merits, and we have some difficult legislation to work through in the coming months. I've spent probably the last 6 weeks at least working with respect to the higher education reforms proposed, and that's included conversations with other crossbenchers as well, and we'll continue working on that. It'll just really, I think, be a case of what the government has ahead. They'll still need three from the crossbench to vote. Obviously they've got a block of two with One Nation, and then a vote from either Stirling in Centre Alliance or one of the other crossbenches.
South Australia has managed to avoid significant COVID-19 outbreaks so far. What do you make of how the state government has managed that process?
I am incredibly grateful for the leadership of Stephen Marshall, our Premier, and the South Australian government. We have a wonderful Chief Medical Officer in Professor Nicola Spurrier. We have been very fortunate in South Australia, and I think part of that is down to government and particularly the work that's been done around contact tracing. We've really been ahead of the game with respect to that. But, you know, as we've seen, these things can turn very rapidly. This is an enemy that none of us can see. And so I'm just hopeful that we can continue on the path we are on.
Parliament resumes in 2 weeks. Are you satisfied that the decision to make Victorian MPs quarantine will stop the virus spreading?
Well, I very much hope so. I'll be returning to the Parliament, and of course, you know, where I sit on the crossbench in the lower house, there are a number of Victorians that will surround me. I'm hopeful that that the 2 weeks of quarantining, and I'm sure they'll be tested as well. But it's, you know, it's a building that you can't open the windows. There will be a lot of people in the building. It's obviously weighing on my mind like everyone else, but we have an enormous amount of work to do. So I'm actually looking forward to going back.
And do you think the Parliament should move to an online model?
Well, my understanding is that there will be the opportunity for members who are required to stay, either, you know, they can't physically get to Canberra, or their family circumstances make it impossible for them to be away for that length of time. My understanding is that they'll have the opportunity potentially to give via video link speeches, but they won't be able to vote. So I think that's a good first step.
Would you like them to be able to vote, though? I mean, obviously it's not a full participation, sort of contributing.
Obviously, you know, I defer to the Speaker and the working committee on this. Inside the Parliament, the connectivity is quite poor. So I think that there needs to be quite a technology upgrade in order for there to be any further remote working. Certainly from a committee point of view, we are having meetings either by Zoom and other forms, you know, Microsoft Office and indeed just telephone conferences, which has been really effective to keep our committee work going. But I know that there's a lot of parliaments around the world that have moved to more of a remote access, I think, for voting as well. So I'll be keen to hear where the Speaker and the President wants to go with this.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Patricia.
That's Centre Alliance MP for Mayo, Rebecca Sharkey.